WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Mood Room with Dial Tone right here on 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we got the Wednesday morning show team, me, Noah, of course, and we got Christian. And then now we've got a new little co-host here on the show today, Richard. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Richard, you are joining us here on the morning show. Might be a bit of a permanent fixture, you might say.
Yeah, I'm excited to be working with you all.
So I think this is great. Richard, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background? What are you bringing to the table? What's your personality?
Well, I'm kind of a nerd, you know.
Uh-huh.
I like music stuff, but I'm also a bit of like a I like outdoorsy stuff too, and I'm a bit of a fitness freak sometimes. I like to run a lot, and I'm also a huge Deadhead, so okay. You'll probably hear me talk about the Grateful Dead a few times.
Okay. That'll be good to get a different perspective on that and everything. So, Richard, great to have you on the morning show. Excited to be doing all the things that we're going to be doing today. We got a great show lined up. We've got Alex coming in just a minute to talk to us a little bit about music therapy. We've got Crimson White comes out, print issue comes out tomorrow. So we're going to be playing some yellow journalism with a representative from the Crimson White. More great stuff on the way. Special days to celebrate. We've mm-hmm. got weather to talk about. We've got wedding ideas to talk about. Endless amounts of fun. So we're going to go ahead and keep it going. We'll be back in just a minute to talk with Alex, but we're going to play some music first. Here is Midon and Anonymous with Trying to Find.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Little bit of a throwback there here on the morning show. That was Hank Williams with Hey Good Looking. Not the Hank Williams Jr. No. That is the original Hank Williams. And why were we playing that song? I will tell you. Because we've got a guest here in the studio today. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
Alex is joining us today. Alex, you are a music therapy student.
Correct.
And yeah. and today is World Music Therapy Day, March 1st. Happy new March to Richard and Christian, my morning show co-host. Yippee. Happy March.
Yeah. Let's hope it's a good one.
Yes. And so time March is on. But so Alex is joining us in the studio today for Music Therapy Day, World Music Therapy Day. What is music therapy? What's it all about?
So basically, it's the use of music through evidence and research-backed techniques to help people achieve non-musical goals. So whereas like music education, people will be achieving musical goals like learning notes and rhythms, music education or music therapy tackles issues outside of the realm of music.
Mm-hmm. And so I am to understand that you do some music therapy like in the field type stuff.
Yeah, so we start pretty early with observations and sessions. So last semester was my first semester of music therapy, and I did 4 observations in the field during that semester. And then this semester I have weekly observations, and then I'm kind of co-leading sessions at Caring Days.
Nice. And what are you, I know you said music therapy has non-music goals. What are the goals in those observations?
There's a bunch of different applications. We're specifically working with dementia patients mm-hmm. this year, but you know, there's applications in physical rehabilitation and stroke rehabilitation. Music therapy can be helpful for like children with autism or premature infants. There's a bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that we played that Hank Williams song because you said these patients that you're working for, these specifically the dementia patients, a little older, and these songs come on and they perk up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's so fulfilling to like see them immediately come to life with these songs. Like that they knew. And even if they say, like, oh, I don't know these songs, they can sing every word. Uh-huh. And it's lovely. It's wonderful to see.
What do you think makes these songs like a good, like a song like that, a good music therapy song? I mean, cause it's pretty peaceful or whatever, but I mean, it's also from the time that they came. So, I mean, you might say, I do wonder, like, with us now, like, will we hear a song that we heard, perhaps like this one? Like, you have to tell me, is this a good music therapy song? Hang on, let me get it real quick here. Well, you have to use your skills and say, is this a good music therapy song? Would that be a good music therapy song?
You know, it could be.
Okay. So if something's loud and thrashy, it doesn't necessarily rule it out.
Right, yeah. Typically for, you know, relaxation or comforting a patient or a client, we do patient-preferred music. So really, it's what the patient wants to hear. So if that's what's comforting to you, totally works.
I mean, that makes sense to me. If comforting to me, and this is where I ask Richard and Christian, what would be a music that is comforting to you to hear? Mm-hmm. If you need some musical therapy, what do you need to hear to calm you down? What's your go-to?
My favorite is REM. I like put on their Automatic for the People album. That one chills me out usually.
I feel like some Billy Joel.
Okay, some Billy Joel. I think I might have to go with, there's this, there's this artist. I'm gonna remember her name in just a second, but Snail Mail. I like to throw on some Snail Mail whenever I'm. It's just like some nice sort of acoustic, sort of indie folk, indie rock music, and I'm always like, it chills me out. Alex, what about you? What's your go-to musical therapy music for yourself?
Carole King, the Tapestry album.
Okay. So yeah.
I respect it a lot. Good choice.
We've all got some good choices in here today. So what's in the future for you for music therapy? Is this something that you're looking to do long term, or that you see yourself doing having a career in?
Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing has like felt more right in terms of what I want to be doing with my life. Yeah.
That's great. Well, super happy to have you on for music therapy. Tell us a little bit more, telling us a little bit more about that. Before we end out this segment with another great song, if there's one thing that you'd like to communicate to someone, communicate to the audience that doesn't know too much about music therapy that you can educate us with, what's something you'd like them to know about music therapy?
It's more than just listening to music. There's like evidence and research behind our methods and why we like lead sessions the way we do. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thanks again for coming on, Alex, and talking to us. And have a good music therapy day. And we're gonna close out with some more great music. Another big request from the people that you work with. This is Elvis with All Shook Up here on The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Some great music. You need me right here on 90.7 WVUA. It's The Morning Show.
Woo!
We got a new co-host here on The Morning Show, Richard Jenkins.
Hey.
Richard, how's your morning going so far?
It is going lovely.
Now, I know me and Christian are used to being up here at this time. Are you an early riser?
Yes, usually. Actually, I got the job because I saw Christian at 7 in the morning in the dining hall, so... Yeah.
Okay. So fellow early riser, we're happy to see it. I enjoy it. You're wearing a Vote for Pedro shirt. I love to see it. I heard we got compliments on the fit walking in today. So,
I got a Vote for Pedro shirt on. Christian has a Seinfeld hat.
Indeed.
So we have some comedy lovers out there.
Yes. We got some good folks out there, and some good folks in here too. And we are here on The Morning Show. We like to keep you informed. And... you know, one of the things we like to keep you informed on is what's going on up in the sky. That's right. It's time for a little, what you might call,
weather report. 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 Weather report.
Yes, it's time for the 90.7 WVUA weather report right here on 90.7 The Capstone in the Morning Show. All right, let's go right to it. Richard, what's it looking like today?
Looks like we'll have a high of 80 and a low of 57 with a 50% chance of thunderstorms.
Okay, 50% chance?
50% chance.
So grab your rain jackets. You're going to need them. And let's see. So that's what the weather's looking like today. It's going to get kind of hot. And then what's the wind looking like? Is it going to be windy out there today?
Well, I think so, especially with that potential thunderstorm.
Okay.
Right now it's a very nice, mild 69 degrees though.
It is a little humid.
All right, thank you for the weather report. That is the weather report right here on 90.7 The Capstone. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. So, Christian, you've got a positive affirmation for us today?
Indeed. So, today, as we all know, it's the Iron Bowl of Basketball Part 2. Auburn's coming down here. And so the affirmation for today is that I will be able to find a seat in Coleman Coliseum if I so choose to see the Iron Bowl of Basketball, and God willing, I will be able to make it tonight.
Great positive affirmation for us.
Yeah,
very timely.
We'll be able to find their seats.
We will. And even though I will add on, even though we may be carrying lots of things as we're walking in, lots of items, especially like rain jackets or umbrellas or whatever, we will find our seat and we will not hit anyone in the head.
We won't, no, because, you know, sometimes you do. Trying to hurry into Coleman, backing people in.
That's exactly right. We'll be back in just a minute to celebrate the day once again in some special ways. Someone might be getting married. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Here's Transistor with the number one sound.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, Richard and Christian.
Good morning.
Morning.
We are celebrating. Wedding bells are ringing. It's time. It's time for us to get married. It is National Wedding Planning Day, so we are planning our weddings. But I've got a twist. These guys don't know about it. But today you're marrying one of the members of the band Weezer.
Oh my!
Because today, what day is it?
Could it possibly be?
I think it might actually be. Let me check the calendar. I think it is. It's Weezer Wednesday! It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. Every Wednesday, we play you a Weezer song once an hour here on the morning show. And today, we also like to, whenever we play, do some Weezer Wednesday, we like to do something special as well. So today, we are marrying the members of Weezer. And so we have to say our wedding ideas. And so, Christian, we'll start with you. You are marrying Brian Bell.
Darn,
of Weezer.
I was hoping for Rivers.
Oh. I know we're all hoping for Rivers and everything, but he's Brian, as you know, is the rhythm guitarist, keyboardist, and backing vocalist for the rock band Weezer. So you're marrying Brian Bell. What are you going to do for your wedding?
So I'm split between doing like a white tie wedding, you know, because I feel like there aren't enough white tie events with like coats and tails anymore. It needs to be brought back. So between that, or doing like the light blue Dumb and Dumber tuxedo and having like the best my like groomsman and the best man wearing like the orange one. From Dumb and Dumber, you know. I want it done in the Boston Public Library, because you can, like, have a wedding done in the Boston Public Library. It's a really beautiful building. And also, wedding in a library is cool. And I want it done by an Elvis impersonator.
Okay, so you'd have an Elvis impersonator come and officiate your wedding to Brian Bell.
Indeed, yeah.
What would you have for the meal at your wedding?
Oh, the meal. That's interesting. I mean, my favorite food's chicken piccata, and I feel like that's, like, fancy enough. It's formal enough, you know?
Okay. So we're invited to this wedding.
Indeed.
And will you play Weezer songs at all during the ceremony, or would that be a little too tacky? What do you think Brian would like?
Personally, I think we replace, you know, like your traditional like wedding organ with a cover of Island in the Sun, right?
I think that's all you can do. On Weezer Wednesday, talking about getting married, Weezer Wedding Wednesday.
Bless you. Bless you again.
Thank you. Richard, we'll have to hear about who you're getting married to later in the show. But for now, you said Island in the Sun. Let me see if I can play that for you here on a little, you know, Weezer Wednesday.
Hip.
All right. I think I'm going to switch it up and do a different Weezer song this morning.
Indeed.
Because we don't have Island in the Sun, Christian, why don't you do a little a cappella Island and Sun?
Hip, hip. Hip, hip.
You know, I'm going to do it on kazoo, actually.
Oh, wait. I've got the song ready, so I'm sorry, Christian.
Rats.
Oh, wait. You know, no. We'll hit it on kazoo. I'm gonna throw a guitar solo in there. Okay, we're getting a little crazy. We gotta get out of here.
Kazoo for the day.
Here's California Kids.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
A 100 Gex here on 90.7 WVUA, The Morning Show. That's another single off of their album coming out March 17th. It's going to be over spring break. I am definitely looking forward to that day. I think it's St. Patrick's Day. March 17th. So excited for that. Also excited for to talk about these election results. We had the Crimson. Oh, I'm going to go hit a story from the Crimson White newsroom, where we get all our news and views. Richard and Christian, fill me in on what the election results are.
Okay,
from SGA stuff. What are the highlights?
These are the unofficial results, FY. So the numbers might be off, but for spring 2023, so here are your winners. So first off, the constitutional amendments of a vote to further clarify the legislative actions that are classified as an act was passed. In a vote to change the state of the school address from November to January, these were passed.
Okay, so the state of the school address will be in January next year.
Now for the executive council, Richard.
All right, so...
end with the president, because that's the most exciting one.
Indeed.
Of course. So for executive vice president, we have Josie Schmidt,
okay,
the winner, with 67% of the vote. Elizabeth Prophet came in second with 31%.
Okay.
Let's see.
And for executive secretary, we have Olivia Frazier with 98%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think she ran uncontested there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
think same with financial affairs and academic affairs. Yeah. Don't quote me on that, though.
Vice president for academic affairs is Johnny Foster with 98%, also unopposed. And then for vice president for external affairs, we have Samad Giuliani with 98%.
Unopposed as well.
Indeed.
For financial affairs, we have Eric Doe with 98%. And vice president for student affairs, we have Andrew Fairburn with 71%.
Okay.
Vice President for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, we have Bella Loya with 79%.
Okay.
And then for our president, we have...
General. Who was it?
Collier Dobbs with 63% of the vote.
Oh. All right. So
congratulations to all.
63%
of the vote. Dobbs.
63%.
Okay, so that was a more of a split than some of the other ones. So there was a contestation there. So Collier got the win. Collier and John Richardson were both on the show on Monday. If you want to listen back to them, go check it out.
Congratulations on a mighty fine campaign on both their parts.
Yes,
they had a lot of good ideas, both of them.
And hopefully the next year is good with Collier in the lead. Hopefully everything works out for that.
Indeed. A big congratulations to President Dobbs, and good luck and Godspeed.
And
everyone here.
And so that's Crimson White is where we got some of those results, those unofficial election results, which that means they're probably right, but just in case, until everything's official, that's what we're working with. We're going to have Ainsley Platt from the Crimson White in the studio in just a minute for a little talking about a new print edition, maybe playing a little game. You know our favorite game we like to play. And so we'll be back in a bit to hit that in the 9 o'clock hour. But we're going to end out the this 8 o'clock hour with Black Pearl, 50-foot wave staring into the sun.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is The Morning Show.
On 90.7 The Capstone. Good morning, folks. How are we doing? How are we doing this morning?
Good morning. Wonderful.
Awesome. Lovely. Happy that we have made it to the 9 o'clock hour. We are in the 9 o'clock hour, and just like we promised, we've got another guest here in the studio. Good morning, good morning.
Hi.
This is Ainsley Platt here from the Crimson White.
Yes.
And Ainsley, tell us a little bit about your position here at the Crimson
White.
Yeah,
so I am the news editor here at the Crimson White, which basically means that any news that comes in or out of the CW, that is what my desk takes care of, and that is what I personally take care of as well.
We were just talking a minute ago about the news, all the election results came out and everything.
Yes, they did.
So was your desk covering that and making sure that all that was up to date?
We were. You know, we have a wonderful tradition that we call election night coverage. Normally we do it here in the newsroom, but last night we did it from home. Typically that just entails, you know, watching the live stream, making sure we get all of the names that have been announced as being elected. We put together a quick story showing, you know, who got elected to each position in each college, and then we push it out as soon as possible. And that's typically what we do on election night every year.
Nice, nice, nice. And I think I've seen, too much writing as well as being...
I try to. I see myself as a reporter first, editor second, but it typically doesn't fall that way. I try and do as much reporting as possible. I've done some reporting during election week this past week, and I've also done reporting throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about this decision this year for the Crimson White to not... support or back a candidate?
Yeah, so I am actually not on the editorial board, and nor should I be as the news editor. Mm-hmm. I'm expected to remain impartial, and I fully intend to remain impartial in all matters regarding the SGA. I can't speak to the editorial board's decision because I am not on the editorial board's decision, on the editorial board, but I will say that we are impartial. We are not beholden to political groups. And I think that is a really important distinction to make when thinking about the Crimson White.
For sure, for sure. And thinking about the Crimson White, I know me, Christian, and Richard are excited. Let's get a little excited. Whoop, whoop up in here. Woo, woo, woo.
Print edition.
Yes, we're excited for this print edition that's coming out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it'll be on newsstands tomorrow morning.
All right, tell us. I know we got to tease it a little bit. So, what's the theme of the print edition?
This month it is Money Edition.
Money Edition. March Money. March Madness. March Money. Did you write any articles that are in this?
I did not, but my assistant editor, Kayla, did write one where she's actually dropping an investigation that she's been working on since last May. So I would definitely recommend picking up the paper this time around because she's worked so hard on this and it took a ton of time, ton of effort, and it is finally publishing tomorrow. So it's going to be pretty good.
Okay, so we were looking for an investigation. Any other vague details you can tell us about what to look for in this paper?
So in general, it's going to be a lot about finances and money at the university. You know, we've got news has two articles going in there, both related to money, but I don't want to spoil it. Like, there's so much good stuff. I don't really want to get into too many details other than, you know, pick it up because we got some juicy stuff.
Go check it out on newsstands. So you can see it on newsstands around. And then we'll I know in the past it's been passed out. Should we see that somewhere in any particular spots around campus?
Yes. Normally we pass them out around the student center. Last time I did it, we were doing it up on the second floor of the, like, overpass thing over at the student center. I don't know if that's where they're going to be doing it this time, but there are almost always people passing it out around the student center, and then of course it'll be on the different newspaper stands across campus.
Good deal. Well, I know we'll be talking about it, any articles that come out on Friday. I'm sure the Friday morning team will be talking about that, and so you can get print edition, but then also I'm sure all the articles will be online as well.
Of course, we are an online first publication. All articles are typically broken online before they go into print.
Good deal. All right. Well, we'll be right back in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play a little game, a little game of yellow journalism with Ainsley. So we'll be right back here on 90.7 WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
The Capstone. This is Noah here on the morning show. We are back with Anthony Platt from the Crimson White, the news desk editor in chief.
News desk editor.
Editor. Okay. But not editor in chief. Not yet.
Editor in chief. I think Bhavna would like her title back.
Okay. We'll give it to her. But speaking of Bhavna, we had Bhavna in last time for the print edition to play a little game of yellow journalism, which we will now do with Ainsley. Bhavna got with yellow journalism. If this is the first time you're playing it or hearing about it, and you can play along at home too. Lock in your answers. Tell us what you got. Send us a message at WVUAFM on Instagram.
You can call in too.
Yes. 205-348-9070 and tell us what score you got. But it's two truths and a lie, a classic old two truths and a lie. But instead of truths and lies, we've got headline titles. So headlines. So you have to say, so two of these headlines are real, one is fake, and you have to sniff out the fake one. So I'll kick us off with the first one. Three rounds, round one. So three headlines. Inflation has reached the North Pole as a Santa shortage looms. Massachusetts cat stows away, crosses Atlantic before being reunited with owner. And remote kissing device lets long-distance lovers share silicone smooches.
It's number one.
So you think number one's the fake one?
I'm 99% sure it's number one.
And you do have, with each of these sets, you can ask us. We have read, for the ones that are real, we've read about all these articles, and you can ask for one question about one of the headlines.
Well, I know that the third one is the Chinese device. I already read an article about that.
So this is where the news comes in.
And I'm pretty sure I actually read the article about the cats. Okay. So I'm 99% sure it's one.
So you're going to go with one?
Yeah.
One is incorrect.
No!
One is a truth. The Massachusetts cat was one that I just made up.
I lie.
But you did recognize the remote kissing device, which I like that. That was Richard's article that Richard found and everything. But moving on to round two, Christian, what are our headlines?
Okay, so we have how a Cambodian monkey smuggling ring could worsen U.S. lab shortages. That's one. Two, English police say they foiled an extravagant plot to steal Cadbury chocolates. And three, world record tomato cooked down in a spaghetti fundraiser feeds nearly 200.
Which do you think is the fake one? And you can ask for a little more clarification on one of these headlines, and we will, whether it's the real or fake one, we'll do our best to remember what it was about.
Tell me more about the Cadbury egg.
Christian, you were looking at that one.
Yeah. So,
Wait, talking to the mic. Make sure you're...
Oh, yep. You're so right. So, it's simple, you know. In England, there was an attempt to steal a shipment of Cadbury chocolate eggs, and the cops saved the day.
The constables, actually.
Indeed. The constables.
Oh, yeah, we got to have some fun British words in there.
So that's what Christian remembers from reading that article. We may have not read them too deeply.
That one I didn't read too deeply because I thought the headline encompassed it all.
Oh,
you know,
man.
What else did I need to know about that? It told me what was going on.
But
short and simple, to the point. I mean, that's the entire point of news right there.
Well, actually, that was one of those videos, and I didn't feel like watching a video.
So Cambodian monkey smuggling ring, Cadbury egg, heist, and world record tomato spaghetti dinner. Which one do you think is the fake one?
I'm gonna have to go with number two.
You think number two is the fake one?
I think number two is the fake one.
Number two is actually the
that
real
would be
one.
Incorrect. No, it's
what?
The spaghetti dinner.
You can't play me like that.
You're never gonna beat Bhavna. The best thing you can do is tie.
The world record tomato cooked down to spaghetti fundraiser feeds
this
nearly
so
200.
Sad.
That was the one that I just made up.
Oh.
All right, set round three. You would still tie with Bhavna for journalism of the year, or journalist of the year. So we will see. This is yellow journalism. Ainsley's plan, seeing if we can tie with Bhavna. All right.
Here's headline number one. A dolphin skull was found in someone's luggage in Detroit. Number two. Duct tape recalled after causing allergies in Amazon factory workers. And number three. Cow that fell into Italian lake gets a helicopter lift to safety.
You can ask a question about one of the headlines or ask for a little more clarification on one of the headlines.
I need a little more clarification on number three.
The cow that fell into the Italian lake? I think Richard has a little more on that.
Well, the cow, you know, wandered off and then it fell into the lake and they had to airlift it out of there.
That's really not great clarification. That's exactly what the headline said.
I didn't read into it too deeply, honestly. I feel like
Wait,
it was pretty self-explanatory.
Did you read these?
He's a brand new co-host.
We read them a little bit.
Did you just read the headline? That's my
question. We may have just read the headline.
Man, y'all, this is not good for media literacy.
Okay. All right, so you got Dolphin Skull, Duct Tape Recalled, and Cow That Fell Into an Italian Lake. Which one do you think is the phony?
I'm going to have to go with Cow in the Lake.
You think Cow in the Lake is funny?
Oh, no.
We'll give you a second chance. Would you like to re-guess?
I would. What was the first two again?
Dolphin Skull and Duct Tape. Duct Tape causing allergies. Dolphin Skull found in someone's...
Duct Tape is the fake one! Thank God!
So, yes, Duct Tape recalled after causing allergies in Amazon factory workers. I don't even know if they use duct tape over there. That was just one I made up. So tied with Bobna in a mercy rule. Okay. But I think we'll still go with we'll give you Journalism of the Year.
Journalist of the Year. I'll take that.
So Yellow Journalism here with Ainsley editor of the news desk. And so print edition comes out tomorrow.
We really hope that people enjoy what we've put together. It is our last special edition of the year.
Oh, man. So last special of the year. But we'll have to see if we get some more Crimson White people on here play a little Yellow Journalism. We've never had anyone go 3 for 3. So we'll have to see if we can get that at some point.
Have we even got a 2 for 3?
Not even got in the 2 for 3. So we'll see. But Ainsley, thanks for joining us. We got some music that you requested. Take a Walk by Passion Pit to play you out. I guess we'll see you tomorrow to pick up some of those print editions.
Yes, and thank you so much for having me.
Sure thing. Here is Passion Pit with Take a Walk right here on The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Layla with Contact on 90.7 WVUA FM, The Morning Show. I'm Christian Martin here with my dear co-hosts Noah Haynes and Richard Jenkins. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. And I think on this morning, before we get into this break, I want to take a moment to talk a bit about your favorite fastening device. Staples, paperclip, tape. What do you like to put to make one thing attached to another thing as far as office supplies go? What's your go-to?
I like that, like the tape that looks like Scotch tape, but like it's safe to put on walls paint wise.
Uh huh.
Big fan of that.
Okay.
Especially the double sided versions.
Personally, I'm a big fan of thumbtacks. I just like sticking stuff into the wall. You know?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Thumbtacks up there.
And I'm a big staple fan. I like a good clean staple on a nice document of papers. So those are our favorite fastening devices. But speaking of things that are our favorite, we wanted to talk about our favorite holiday, which is a holiday we like to celebrate every week, and it was especially important on the. We're glad that this day lines up on the first day of the month. Start the month off right with a day off right, and that day, that holiday is
Weezer Wednesday.
It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. We like to celebrate the greatest band of all time, Weezer. We play a Weezer song every hour on the morning show that's on Wednesday, and we also like to recognize some Weezer lore, some Weezer trivia, and today, in honor of National Wedding Planning Day, we are marrying the members of the band Weezer, so talking about our dream weddings. Christian, you married Brian Bell.
I did.
Earlier, and you had a nice little wedding, little blue tuxes and everything.
Yeah.
Dumb
and Dumber.
And now our new co-host, Richard Jenkins, is going to you're going to be marrying the one and only Rivers Cuomo.
Wow, congrats.
Yes.
Rivers. So what do you have planned for your dream wedding?
Well, first of all, I'd love to see Rivers come down the aisle to Buddy Holly.
Yes.
We don't need like Here Comes the Bride or anything like that. But you know, I'm a simple guy. I'm a bit of a naturalist. I think an outdoor wedding would be nice.
Oh,
and like, what's
nice.
The best outdoor setting? Like Yellowstone National Park. Nothing can beat that.
Indeed. You know?
And it'd be kind of hard to dress up fancy all the way out there in the wilderness. So we'd probably be just wearing like outdoor gear. You know, have some friends there hanging out. Hope the volcano doesn't go off and kill us all. But yeah, I think Yellowstone with Rivers, Buddy Holly.
I think that'd be picturesque. Yeah. A dream wedding. Would you write your own vows, or would you just go with the template?
We probably write it, you know. Get some nice Weezer references.
That's what's important. Gotta make sure to have some Weezer references. And you would play Buddy Holly whenever you're walking down the aisle.
Oh, of course.
So we'll go ahead and play Buddy Holly right here on your Weezer Wednesday, and we'll be back in just a minute to have some more fun. We'll see you in just a second. Here, Buddy Holly with Weezer. I mean Weezer, Buddy Holly.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Here on the morning show, talking about what we've getting up for Lent. Richard, how's giving up soda? How's that been going?
It's going pretty good. You know, a lot less sugar in my system, and I'm getting hydrated a lot easier now.
Oh, yeah,
I'm feeling great
it.
About drinking water all the time. You know, I think I might keep this one going. This is legit.
Could be fun. Uh-huh. Could be good. And Christian gave up red meat, and then I've given up ice cream and cookies, and it's been rough. I'll go to the dining hall, and I'll see them. I'm like, ooh. I wish I could have some of that, but
yeah.
It's been a little rough for me, but I've been eating some more brownies and stuff, so if I had to completely give up sweets, don't know if I could do it, but so that's something that's been going on with us this past week. Also, what else has been going on in your lives? What's been keeping you excited about stuff?
Well, recently I auditioned for a musical, and I.
Whoa!
Dude, who could be the director?
Who could be the director?
That?
Directing team. So, yes. Me and Christian are directing. I have written, and then me and Christian are directing
a
musical.
Yeah, I'm AD. He's just director.
And yeah. And Richard is. I think Richard's going to be in it.
Yeah. I'm excited. I've never done any like musical theater stuff before, or like theater in general, and I'm really excited, and I'm glad that Christian and Noah dragged me into doing
it.
Yeah, so walk us through, like, how was it getting prepared for your first ever audition, and how did you feel leading up to it?
Well, I was singing the song Master of the House from the musical Les Miserables, and I would just, like, be in my room for, like, 2 hours, and I would just sing it over and over and over again. And I'd be like, all right, so it's, like, musical theater, so I have to, like, try and get into the character. And I tried my best, so hopefully it ended up pretty good.
I think it was pretty good.
I think it was pretty good. It was fun to see you up there singing. I was everyone who was auditioning, it was just making me smile to see them perform and get up there. So.
No, it was. Yeah, I had a smile on my face the whole time. It was really good seeing everybody audition. If anyone's listening and audition, thank y'all so much for coming out. It was a really good time,
and
I'm proud of everybody.
And we're gonna keep everyone here at the morning show because on the Wednesday morning show, we're gonna keep you updated because we're all involved in this play. Whenever the play is going to. It's going to be performed before the end of semester. We'll keep you updated on the dates and location and everything because you got to come see us. It'll be like a live show,
and
live
it'll be,
in person.
It'll be on the calendar. And if you've always wanted to see the faces behind the radio, of course, if you check the Instagram, you can see us. But if you don't have Instagram or something, you want to see who do you hear every
single
Wednesday morning? Come to the show. It'll be great.
We'll
it'll
keep you
it'll be up on the events calendar.
We will put it on our events calendar for sure as soon as we get that date locked in. And but it's going to be before the end of the semester. So that's something new that's coming up. And something else new, we got some new music. Shout out to Allison and the music team. New music every week. Christian, what have we got for new music?
Okay, so this is Amnesia by M83. I really enjoyed it. It's got great vocals, and it's very much what I would term like Neo-80s. You know, it's got a very 80s sound. It's retro sounding, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a great, great, great song.
Awesome.
Big fan.
So we'll play Amnesia by M83, new music, and then we'll be back in a minute to talk about some other new stuff, new media that we've been engaging in. We'll be right back here on The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Here in the morning show, closing out our time. Wanted to hit you as with some new stuff that we've been enjoying. Maybe you should too. I just watched that new movie, All Quiet on the Western Front. Mm. Been working through the Oscar Best Pictures. I got I think like three more to go, and
okay,
then I'll be all watched up for the Oscars in about like just like less than 2 weeks now. But so that's something new I've been watching. Richard, what about you? What's something new you've been engaging in?
Recently I checked out The Staircase on HBO. It's like a true crime like series that came out last year, but it's fictionalized, and I think it's like it's done by the same guy who did like Chernobyl and all that. It's
okay.
Pretty good. Yeah.
So pretty good. Then Christian, what about you? What's something new?
I've been watching, you know, that like animated like superhero series Invincible.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty interesting, kind of a darker take on superheroes. I've been watching that. They're fixing to come out with a new season, so I'm getting all caught up on that. Liking it.
When's the new season come out?
I don't know. I know they said it's soon. They announced it already.
Okay, okay.
I need to check the exact dates and times.
So that's new stuff we've been seeing. Well, what's some stuff that you're looking forward to? And maybe we'll talk about it next week. Stuff you're looking forward to. I know this may not be next week. I'm looking forward to Succession season, the next season coming out. Richard, what are you looking forward to this next week? It can be media or anything.
I cannot wait. Well, I don't know when this is coming out, but I cannot wait for the next season of Better Call Saul to drop on Netflix, because I missed it when it was coming out live. That's when I was watching the rest of the show. So now I have to wait and see it. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to watch it with my sister. She's really into it, so it's going to be fun.
All right, Christian, what are you excited for?
That new Scream movie.
Okay.
Looks really good. That's one more recent one, and then sometime later this year, they're coming out with the Marvels. I'm excited for that.
All right. So those are things we've been seeing. Those are things we've been excited for. And we'll close out our time with some more new music. New music here. Shout out to Alice and the music team. Get us new music every week here on the station. You may have already heard this one, but we want to highlight it. Richard, tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, this is Tux by the U.S. Girls. This one is like, it's kind of like a 70s throwback sort of sound, like late 70s. There's a bit of funk in there. There's a bit of like post-disco stuff going on. It's a lot of fun. Really enjoyed the bass and the rhythms in this song. Made me want to get up and dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
So we'll close out with some new music. Be sure, we had a great morning show. Be sure to listen back before the end of the day. We'll have the audio up on our podcast website, voices.ua.edu. But in just a minute here, I'll make sure to post all the pictures and videos and everything from today on our Instagram at WVUAFM. Go check it out. But here's U.S. Girls with Tux on the Wednesday morning show. Gentlemen, I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Next week.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.